Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 142 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this NPC Mini. That music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast, and if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can pick up something awesome like Ready Player One, Armada, Console Wars, and guys, if you sign up and you keep your membership with Audible, not only does it help support the show, but you also get, not only do you get a free book each month with your credit, you get two free Audible originals. So you get a total of three books each month with your membership. So it's pretty cool. They have a lot to offer. So make sure to check that out. It's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. If you go to n64josh.com/OP Seat, you will automatically save $10 at checkout. I love these chairs. I use this chair every day for streaming, editing videos, doing Photoshop. Like, I love these chairs. That's n64josh.com/OP Seat.
Hey, listen.
All right, I do this show live on 6 p.m. on Tuesdays, and we're going to be starting around 3 to 4 p.m. On Thursdays. So my new stream schedule is every day, Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. And so we get the show notes and stuff ready at 3 on Thursdays, and then we'll just start recording. So we kind of just hang out and chat while I do that. And it's a good time. So it's going to be earlier on Thursdays so that it gives me more time to be with my family. So I hope you guys understand. And for everybody that's here live, Benji, Joel Mead, Nightcrawler, Crimdoodle, anyone, John, Mr. Cool Red Luigi, Boosted, Delmonic, oh my goodness, Jay Harley. So guys, so many of you are here. Scott, 96, Pit Rate, Kirby Geek. So many of you guys are here hanging out. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really, really do appreciate you coming and hanging out the new time. So thank you for that. First looks will still happen on Friday. Yeah, between 7 and 8, maybe 6. I don't know. I'm not going to set a set time on Friday mornings because I'm just going to catch up on a little bit of sleep. So let's say I'm going to set a time though, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's what we're going to do. If it's earlier, it's earlier, but it won't be any later than 7 because I know I can't sleep in. It's not in my nature. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. It may just go back to 6. All right. So first looks are still happening. Tomorrow we're going to be checking out. Tomorrow's a busy day, guys. We're getting the new Smash Bros. Switch. We're getting Diablo 3. Crazy. It's gonna be a crazy day. The Smash Bros. Cast happening tomorrow. We are going to take a deep dive into the direct that happened today. So come check it out. We're doing that at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/N64Josh. With that, let's jump into the news. All right, so we had a Smash Bros. Direct this morning. It was 40 minutes, it was chock full of goodness. First off, hate to break it to you, but the Grinch leak was fake. So if you were really excited about all those characters we saw from that Grinch leak, well, there was at least one character that made it, and that was Ken from Street Fighter. We had one other character, the giant fire cat, otherwise known as, I don't know, I don't even know his name. I know he's a Pokemon. Like, I think he starts off as like Litten, I think. I don't even know. Incineroar is his name. There we go. Thanks for the help there, Chad. So there you go. He's like a wrestler, I guess. So yeah, that happened. And then Nintendo was like, hey, guess what? You wanna troll us about Waluigi? You wanna mess around? We'll give you another character. Not Waluigi. No, we'll give you Piranha Plant. That's right. And he walks around. He's got little feet. He's in his green pipe. But we have Piranha Plant, playable character in game. His final smash turns into Petey Piranha and just dominates. So watch out. There's so many people saying they're going to main the Piranha Plant. I love it. So pretty good stuff. The list of characters is unreal. All right, they showcased new amiibo, which, oh man, my wallet. Some of them are already available to pre-order at Best Buy. Shout out to some for hooking me up with the details here. You got King K. Rool's already available. I just pre-ordered him. The Piranha Plant, and there was Ice Climber is available to pre-order right now. So don't miss those. The other thing that is available to pre-order, at least I was able to pre-order mine today, if it's still there. Unfortunately, it's a GameStop exclusive. This isn't Smash Direct. This isn't Smash related. But there's a Diablo amiibo that was a GameStop exclusive that came out that's going to be releasing in December. GameStop exclusive, though, so you've got to not only pre-order it from them, you have to have it shipped, which is a minimum $5. You can't even pick it up in store, so that's kind of unfortunate there and kind of upset quite a few people. But back to the good news. So we are going to be getting paid DLC with Smash. And Sakurai talked about this, and he was very, very, like... you could tell he didn't necessarily love the idea of it. He was kind of, he kind of held back a little bit, it seemed like. So he made it very clear that this will be new characters, not Echo Fighters. It's a character. I don't have it in front of me right now. I believe it's a character, a song, and a stage, and they're $5.99 each, or you can get all of them for like the, you know, like a season pass for $24.99. So that'll be five new characters. Now, does that mean that's all the DLC we're getting? I doubt it. If this game does well, which I'm anticipating it will, I believe they're going to support this game for at least a year. At least 2 years, if not longer. Nightcrawler says multiple songs. There you go. I just didn't have that detail in front of me. So thank you guys for that. Let's see. The next up, new assist trophies that just crush dreams. So a few assist trophies we saw. Spring Boy. Oh, no. I was hoping we would see him as a playable character, but not so much. Shadow, Isaac, and a handful of others that made it as assist trophies, but not actual players in the game. So that's, you know, wait till the next game, like Waluigi, apparently. So there you go. They also talked about new online modes with improved matchmaking. Okay. They talked about how they're going to try to get you to connect with people that are closer to you. It's not always going to work based on your preferences and who you're searching for, but they're going to do their best to make sure that you are getting the best connection possible, which was really good to hear. We also have some new like single player modes, the Spirit Mode and World of Light. And if you guys saw the video, you got to see everybody wiped out but Kirby, and it all rests on Kirby, Sakurai's baby. So hopefully Kirby will reign victorious. But so much there. Like I said, we're going to take a deep dive on this on the Smash Bros. Cast. So if you want to get more info on that, Nightcrawler and I will be tearing this thing apart tomorrow. So it's probably going to be a pretty long episode. So you can check that out on iTunes, Google Play. Next up in the news, the N64 Classic rumor dropped this morning. This company, this website has been getting leaks on the regular. They leaked this direct, although they were off by 4 days. And now they're saying that the rumor is that there will be an N64 Classic after the Smash Direct. So some people were like, well, what does that mean? Does it mean it's coming Oh, Spring Man. I said Spring Boy. My bad. So some people were into like wondering, is this going to be right after the direct? No, it wasn't. It wasn't. So now we wait to see if it's true at all. I'm hoping so, right? The, according to the leaker, again, take every, all this with a grain of salt. This is a leak. So don't get your hopes up on it. Don't just take it as it is. It's a rumor until Nintendo announces it. But the leak is saying that there's going to be 30 games, and one of the games listed was Banjo-Kazooie, which would say that, hey, Nintendo's worked some things out with Microsoft and Rare. Again, it's just a leak. We saw a leak for Smash that had Banjo, and nothing came to fruition. So take it all with a grain of salt, but there is the chance that this could be happening in the near future. We've talked about it on here. I love it because it puts us in another console war with the PlayStation. Like, it puts Nintendo and PlayStation in another console war with the same two systems. So I think it's great. Next up, the Nintendo eShop. This is pretty cool. This, I have a link to this article. It's from Variety. Nintendo eShop has more than 1,300 games from more than 500 developers, and Fortnite has been downloaded to nearly half of all Nintendo Switches in the wild. So it's no joke. It is no joke. Like, Fortnite's going strong. The eShop's going strong. I'll have a link to this if you guys want to check it out, but crazy that almost half the Switches have Fortnite, which I think that means Odyssey's still beating Fortnite just by a little bit. So speaking of Fortnite, Japan is getting the Fortnite bundle that we got here in the States, and it's also getting a Minecraft bundle. So that should move some consoles, I would think. Nintendo is really pushing all these different bundles, and I think it's great. I mean, we talked about in the last episode how that they realized that number of 20 million was a very hard number to reach, but they are really doing everything they can to try to reach that number. So, you know, it may still end up short, but they're definitely giving it a go this holiday season. Target, speaking of holiday season, Target's Black Friday ad has a Super Mario Maker 2DS bundle. It is yellow and red. It has a really cool little 8-bit Mario Maker Mario under the D-pad. I'm not going to lie, I saw this thing and I'm like, I'm going to end up buying another 2DS wedge just because it looks so cool. There's a whole lot of yellow, so keep that in mind. That was the first thing Kirby Geek said, was like, that's a lot of yellow. So Mario Maker's got, you know, there are some complaints with it. It doesn't have a lot of online functionality, unfortunately, on the 2DS, 3DS. But there's still a lot of content there, and there's a lot of stuff to play, and you can still create your own Mario worlds and levels. So that's pretty awesome. Also in the Target ad for Black Friday is a $299 Switch, which is the normal price, but it includes Mario Kart for free. So that's a $60 value there. And that's pretty awesome. I would say that's the kind of stuff I'd want to see. Like, honestly, if they're really trying to hit these goals, why not pack in two games, right? We saw Walmart had Aces and 1-2 Switch, but why not pack in two good games, especially if it's just digital? Right? That's where I'm at. Like, let's really step it up and add some massive value to people that are going to be picking up a system this holiday. So with that, let's move into the Instagram nostalgia. All right. Well, for today's game, I posted a picture of Mario Kart DS, and I had 3-starred this game. Everything was 3-starred. And then I had to do it again because my son erased my game. But hey, it was Mario Kart, so you know what? I didn't mind. I got to do it all again. 3-starred everything. What was cool about those games back in the day, like Mario Kart DS, the 3DS game, and also the Wii game, when you 3-starred everything, you took those 3 stars with you online as kind of like bragging rights, you know, that you completed everything and were able to get 3 stars on everything, so might as well let the world know. They took that away in 8, unfortunately, which was kind of a bummer because I had no desire. I stopped caring about getting those 3 stars at that point. So rip the Mario Kart save, right? That's what the app dude's saying. So I had a few people comment. This is from Darth Big T. It says, I remember when this game first came out, and it was crazy to me how good the graphics were on the DS. I think the style of its gameplay is what would influence the series the most over like Double Dash. This is Nick Tune. It says, I remember playing this game as a kid. My cousins and myself would play this game in the car when traveling, and it made the boring times in the car pass so fast. 10 out of 10. All right. And this is the other King James. It says, I remember playing this and sneaking it to school. All my friends had DS and only one needed the cartridge. The DS wasn't allowed at school, so we hid in the boys' changing room. One day a teacher came in screaming after someone tattled, and we all got sent to the principal's office. Oh no. So there you go, guys. Remember, check out my Instagram. I'm posting daily pictures. When I remember, I'm trying to, I'll be good. Don't worry. We'll get there. But daily pictures of just games in my collection. And I want to hear your memories. And there's a chance they'll get read on the show just like these ones. So with that, let's get into the coming soon for the Nintendo Switch.
Here we go.
All right. So our Nintendo download for the 1st of November. Once again, we have a list. Guys, coming out tomorrow is Diablo 3 Eternal Collection. I'm excited to pick this up. I've never played Diablo before, and I'm excited to jump into it and start doing a little dungeon crawling, collecting some loot. Should be a good time. Next up, we have these are all retail games, mind you. These are all retail games. Moonlighter. It's coming November 5th. Carnival Games is coming Tuesday the 6th. And guys, I don't know if you've ever played Carnival Games in the past, but they were really fun games on the Wii. Like, we played them quite a bit on the Wii and on the DS back in the day. So fingers crossed that this one will be good. It's just a mix of a bunch of mini games, nothing too deep. It's just kind of like mindless fun, something to kill the time with family and friends. Good little party game. Next up, we have Grip Combat Racing, Minecraft Story Mode Season 2, and Tennis World Tour. So there you go. There's your retail games. All right. And Tennis World Tours actually came out Monday of this week. All right. So moving right along, here's to the eShop. Guys, this list is crazy. It's crazy again. So World of Final Fantasy Maxima is coming Tuesday the 6th. Okay. Savage Reign, looks like it's already out. It's a Neo Geo title. Arcade Archives Alpha Mission, looks like it's already out. Brawlhalla, coming out the 6th. Crypta Game, coming out Wednesday the 7th. Deadbolt, looks like it's already released. Dero, the Art of Cooperation, comes out the 7th. Fly O'Clock is already out. Freaky Awesome, already released. Full Metal Furies out the 6th. Jeopardy is already out. I saw these in the eShop the other day. I was laughing. Kitty Love, Way to Look for Love, comes out today. Machinerarium is out today. Risk came out. Global Domination, if you're into some board games, they're out now. Rogue Legacy comes out November 6th. We will be checking that one out next Friday for first look. Skytime comes out Monday. Startide is already out. Swap This comes out tomorrow at $1.19. Okay. The Shapeshifting Detective comes out Tuesday. Transistor is out today. Trivial Pursuit and Wheel of Fortune both out on, they were out last Tuesday. So there you go. There are some TV game shows now available in the Nintendo Switch eShop. So I know you guys are really looking forward to that. So you can check that out. All right, let's get to the sales. And we're going to try to do this in under 2 minutes. All right, here we go. Once we get this page to load up, here we go. All right, you guys ready? FIFA 19, $39.99. Johnny Turbo's Arcade, Night Slashers. I'm just going to go through the sales, guys. We're not going to go through each one unless it's something I can camp on and let you know, hey, make sure to check this out. So Mercenaries Mercenary Wings, The False Phoenix, The Walking Vegetables Radical Edition, The Shapeshifting Detective, Halloween Pinball, Gokeo Love 100 Days, The Garden Between, Defunct, Shadow Fight 2, The Video Kid. Check out The Video Kid, guys. It's $3.49. Don't miss it. It's a really fun. Just pick up and play for 2 minutes and then go back to whatever you're doing. Check out Video Kid. All-Star Fruit Racing, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, Flat Heroes, No Reload Heroes, Star Story The Horizon Escape, Dream Alone, Figment, Lego The Incredibles, Yoku's Island Express. Check this game out. There is a demo for it. It's really fun. Really enjoyed this one. Wizard of Legend, also pretty good. Check it out. $12.79. Death Road to Canada, Timberman Versus, Save the Ninja Clan, Guisha, Sparkle Zero, It's Spring Again, Breakfast Battle, Deep Ones, Outlast 2 is $14.99 if you need to get a little need to get scared. No Thing is 49 cents. Shantae and the Pirate's Curse, $15.99. Sparkle 3 Genesis, The Long Reach, Outlast, Bundle of Terror, $12.49 if you need to get scared. Check it out. The Dark Side Detective, Black Hole, Crypt of the Necromancer, Nintendo Switch Edition, Frederick 2, Evil Strikes Back, Shoe, Nucleon, Cubic, Tales of the Tiny Planet, Interspace, Nightmare Boy, Brawl, Frederick, Resurrection of Music, Guns, Gore, and Cannoli, Puzzle Box Maker, Brawlouts, $9.99. If you guys need something to practice before Smash comes out, $10 gets you Brawlout right now, so you can check that out. Crawl, Hirara Pixel Party, Mecho Tales, Floor Kids, don't miss Floor Kids, so good. Plague Road is 50 cents. That's crazy. That game just keeps going down and down and down. Nine Parchments is $7.99. Resident Evil Revelations and Revelations 2 are both down to $13.99 each. Dead, Synchrocity, Tomorrow Comes Today, Ginger Beyond the Crystal, The Mummy Demastered. Don't miss this one. It's so good. It's so good. Check it out, $13.99. This is The Police, Oxenfree. I haven't played it, but I've heard good things, and it's only $5. Tumblestone, Astro Bears Party. Again, I haven't played it, but I've heard good things. It's $1.99. Golf Story is $9.89. Don't miss that. It is a very, very fun game. Sinmora X, I have not played yet, but I want to. It's a side-scrolling shooter. Lego Ninjago, a movie video game. Really good for a Lego game. Very arcadey. Kind of a step above most Lego titles, so I recommend checking it out. Kingdom, New Lands, The Bridge, Lego Worlds, which I don't think anybody really liked all that much, Ultra Hyper Ball, Bull Boy, Shantae, Half Genie Hero, check it out, it's a good one, and Lego City Undercover is also a good one. So there you go. That is the sales for this week. Let's finish this thing up. All right, guys, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at N64Josh. You want to follow me on Instagram? It's at N64Josh. You want to follow this podcast? It's at NPowerCast. The show notes for this episode can be found at N64Josh.com/NPC142. You can email me or the show, NPC@N64Josh.com. Remember, if you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in from OP Seat. You go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. You can automatically save yourself $10 at checkout. Check them out. I love these chairs. I love them. I do have a Patreon. If you want to get yourself an extra podcast, you can go to patreon.com/N64Josh. For just $1, gets you an extra show each month. We have a Discord. So many great people. So many good people. We're over 500 people now. We're actually pushing close to six. So you want to come talk games, just hang out, have a good time. It's n64josh.com/discord. That'll get you there. Come hang out. It's fun. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Guys, I want to let you know that I did another episode of Gamers and Carts Getting Interviewed that will be going up tomorrow. And our very special guest was Cayman 1200 from the Discord, and she had some good stories while we played Mario Kart together. So make sure to check that out on my YouTube channel. If you guys want to subscribe there, that'd be awesome. It's youtube.com/n64josh. You can follow me on Twitch also. It's twitch.tv/n64josh. We also have a Facebook group. If you guys like to use Facebook, I'm not in there much. I am in the Discord quite a bit. The n64josh.com/Facebook group. You can come hang out. We're on iTunes. We love reviews. If you got suggestions, if you love the show, let us know on iTunes. If you don't use iTunes, grab a friend's iPhone and log into iTunes real quick and give us a review. We would greatly, greatly appreciate that. And lastly, the most important thing you could do, which I would be so just grateful, is if you could share this podcast with, you know, maybe you've got other Discords you're a part of, you know, your Facebook stuff, your Instagram stuff, whatever. Just let people know that you listen to the show and you enjoy it. Just help us spread the word. I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate that. Lastly, before we go, I want to say thank you to everybody that's here live. App Dude, Army Life 09, Nightcrawler, John, I can't remember how to say your name. I'm so bad. King Cameron, Joel Mead, Crim Doodle, anybody that's just still hanging out and lurking, guys, thank you for being here. And we'll see you on Tuesday in the next episode. Bye now.